Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Cartersville, Georgia, at a major press event, and I'm here with Geert Rollins, who is the CEO with Beaulieu International Group. Geert, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. It's been a lovely event that we just had here, so it's always good to be back in the U.S. It feels good that we have this opportunity to announce our new investment here in Cartersville.
Yeah, let me fill our listener in. Governor Nathan Deal just flew off in a helicopter. We've just attended a press event. You've just announced a major investment here in Cartersville, Georgia. You're going to be investing over $200 million, hiring 350 people in the long run. And you're going to be building a Beaulieu International Group campus. The first product you're going to focus on is wide cushion vinyl. Is that right?
Correct. We have today in Belgium, we produce already this product, so this is unique. It's the only one in the world who can make a 16 feet wide product. We make that product, we ship it to the US, so our intention at this stage is to start locally manufacturing this in the US for the US market, because we feel it's a great product, it has a lot of appeal, we have great salespeople here with me even today, and we think that we can find our place in this market.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're getting ready to confuse the marketplace in the United States, because there's already a Beaulieu here, and you might want to help me explain the relationship of Beaulieu America versus Beaulieu International Group. There is a background that goes all the way back to the DeClercq family, but they're two totally separate businesses, right?
That's right. Beaulieu of America is a great company. It belongs mostly to Mieke DeClercq, who was one of the daughters of the founding father, Roger DeClercq. Our Beaulieu International Group is a conglomeration of two brothers, one sister, Francis DeClercq, Luc DeClercq, and Stefan Koller, married to Anne DeClercq. They have gone their separate ways, let's say, in the past. Beaulieu International Group had a more international character. We have been growing out of Western Europe into different parts of the world. We're active today in Russia. We're active today in China. We're in the south of Europe. And we also have an activity today already in the U.S., in Louisiana. We have Pinnacle Polymers, which is a polypropylene granules factory that is part of the Beaulieu International Group. Mm-hmm. And as what we announced today, we're going to add another facility, our headquarters also for the U.S. operations here in Cartersville. Our intention is not to get into the carpet market. We're not going to compete with our sister companies. They do a great job already, and we believe that we have other products that we can bring to this country, not only in floor coverings, but also in other applications.
Oh. Okay, interesting. So for those people that are in this area, this facility, this major piece of land is just, I understand, behind the Budweiser plant in Cartersville. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. At the time of its inception here, the Anheuser-Busch campus also had a lot of land, and we have now a project of acquired 120 acres with the possibility to extend even more with an additional 40 to 80 acres. I walked the land yesterday morning in the rather hot climate of Georgia, but it's a beautiful piece of land. I like it a lot because it's spacious, that's one, but it's very close to I-75, so for trucking in product, for getting our goods to the warehouses, the distributors all over the country, it's a great location. You have a skilled workforce. We have great support from the community. We've seen that already so far. So it's going to be a wonderful journey for us, and I think the location is wonderful also. I was surprised yesterday morning. It's a Sunday morning, and I see so many American cyclists on the road passing by our empty piece of land. So I'm sure that within a couple of years, when we have this beautiful facility out there, that we will see even more crowds of cyclists passing by.
Well, you know, most people would know, too, that you must have gotten some insider information about the workforce, because that Anheuser-Busch plant there, they're owned by a Belgian conglomerate as well, right?
Correct. It's all part of a headquartered in Belgium activity. We have had great contacts in the meantime with the people running the facility here in Cartersville. It's like chemistry from day one that we encountered, so it's good to be in that location. Also, just across the street is an Austrian company, so it looks like we'll have a lot of Western European activities concentrated along I-75, so maybe we'll have to get some special party going one day.
Now, you've told me that your focus on this first product is a 16-foot wide cushioned sheet vinyl. Let's get into a little bit specific about that, if you would. You've said it's unique. You know, there's been, in the last 4 or 5 years, other Belgium investment up in Dalton with IVC. How does that product differ from what you do, and is there enough opportunity for your investment to thrive as well as theirs?
Well, first of all, let me just put the things clear. IVC is a great company. They've done a fantastic job here in the U.S., and not only in the U.S., anywhere in the world where they are present. They have great products. What we know is that the market in the U.S., after the crisis period 2008-2009, is gradually coming back. We all know the shale gas that has powered this country back again into the good fortune period. I believe, and if we do market studies, that for our product, as well as for IVC's product, there is room to grow, there is opportunities to capture a greater share of the floor covering possibilities this sheet vinyl product we're going to make here not only goes on two floors, but also is used in recreational vehicles. It's in multifamily houses, so it has multiple applications, and I'm sure that our salespeople will do their utmost best to make sure that consumers in the marketplace adore what we will make here. So, and that will give us a good possibility to be standing also into this market.
But the construction is different. It does have a fiberglass foundation, but it does have more of a cushion back than say, the IVC product, right?
Well, we have indeed specific technology. Not only the width is different, but also the layered construction has some very specific features. And we're going to put and exploit that into the market. Our salespeople, I've told Steve, who's with us here, I've told him yesterday, what did I say, Steve? Start selling, right? Start selling, right? Yeah. Because we already have a warehouse today in Dalton where we stock products that we produce in Belgium, and from here we'll get it into the marketplace. From a supply chain perspective, this is not the best of things to do. We all will do our utmost effort to bring our product in time to the customers, but it's obvious that when you produce in the U.S., it's much easier to conquer the U.S.
All right, one last question. You've said you're going to build this campus. You're going to start with this first initial sheet vinyl product. What do you think is the next product category that you plan to step into?
Well, it will be something totally different because within the group, as I said, we make multiple type of products. One product that we have for a year or two in our portfolio is fibers for very specific hygiene applications. So table wipes, this baby diapers, incontinence type of diapers. So this is acquisition we did to make us the number one in Western Europe in this kind of product. It's an Italian company we acquired 2 years ago. This is such a fantastic product, and it serves the Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark's of this world, and certainly of the American world. And our intention is, within the next couple of months or years, to use this as a second product line to start. We have a few others lined up in our minds for sure, in our drawers, absolutely. In our pockets, maybe we first need to earn some money, and our salespeople will take care of that.
Well, congratulations on this big news. Again, been talking to Gerrit Rolands, who is the CEO of Beaulieu International Group, about his expansion in Cartersville, Georgia. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.